Directions Media's Directions on the News for Tuesday, November 6, 2007. This is Adina Schutzberg, executive editor of the magazine. Each week we examine a topic of interest to the geospatial community, and this week I'll be sharing with you the results of my explorations of the move toward the automation and aggregation of local and hyperlocal news. First, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. With ArcGIS Online, you can combine ready-to-use maps, reference layers, and functional tasks with your local data to support your GIS work. Save time and benefit from on-demand GIS content. Learn more about ArcGIS Online at www.esri.com/directionsmag.
Now, what's prompted me to take a look at local news and the automation of local news in particular are a few things that have happened across the last few months. And if you've been lending an ear to the national news here in the United States, one of the big topics are proposed changes from the Federal Communications Commission about media company consolidation. And in particular, they want to weaken some current rules that prohibit individual companies from having ownership of multiple media organizations in the same region. So there are limitations about newspaper ownership and TV ownership and so forth. And one of the things that those on the opposing side of changing the rules suggest is that as media aggregation continues, there are fewer and fewer voices, more and more of the news is from the same place, and there is less and less local news. If you take a step over to our world in the geospatial technology community, we've been trying to get at local news for some time. And just in the last couple of weeks, we've had announcements from Metacarta about its new geographic alerts technology that allows publishers to basically provide technology to their readers so that they can request a news feed about a specific geography down to a specific neighborhood. And just this past week, there was an announcement of a new local news site called Your Street that I wrote about at All Points blog. So there's a bunch of things sort of percolating up about the value of local news and how we get local news. And what I want to do to begin with is just to take a brief look at some of the solutions that are now out there on the web that are designed to get you the local news about the neighborhood or area that you're interested in. And let's start with Your Street, since that's the newest. When I had a look at this in the last week or so, I was pretty impressed. An awful lot of the value, I think, of these sites is just how they look and how you interact with them. And Your Street, I will argue, it looks great. Other reviews by other bloggers have sort of made that same comment. The concept is sort of that same old concept. Let's put together a map, and let's put on that map news stories. In the case of Your Street, not only do you get news stories, but also conversations and people who want to identify themselves as neighbors in a particular geography. So the Google map that I'm looking at right now at Your Street of the Boston area has a bunch of different symbols, little smiley faces for neighbors, a little green conversation bubbles, and little blue bubbles for where news is occurring. Now, what differentiates these sites at some level is where the news is coming from and how they're filtering it, how they're doing that geographic filtering. Now, the folks at Your Street are using their own technologies plus some of Metacarta's technologies. So as I'm looking down at the news stories related to the map, I'm seeing sources such as the Cape Cod Times, the Standard Times, and as I move around the map, I'm going to see different sources. And what impressed me on my first look at this site was that they had a nice range of sources. They were all sort of traditional media sources, but as we moved closer, for example, to the university near me, the university paper was tapped. I just scrolled around, and now I'm seeing information from our local TV station, WHDH. And now let me move over to another one of these sites. This one's called Outside In. And as opposed to focusing on traditional media sources, Outside In is more focused on information coming from the less formal part of the media world, that is the blogosphere. On the site, it says, what is Outside In? It's the best place on the web for discovering what locals are saying about their neighborhoods, food, politics, crime, real estate, and so forth. Now, as I look down again, I've been located as being in Boston. There's a list of stories. They come from blogs such as the Brighton Community blog, the Bostonist blog, a blog called Neighbors for Neighbors. And what's disappointing to me as I visit is that the dates on the latest stories are from 4 days ago, which says to me that there's not a lot going on from an automated standpoint of finding new data, or people are not posting. And that's what's going to kill one of these kinds of sites, is if there isn't the latest and greatest, then there isn't going to be any interest. And let me go finally to the king of local search, the sort of the first big player that appeared back in 2004, and that's a site called Topix, T-O-P-I-X. And the tag on Topix is Your Town, Your News, Your Take. And again, the site does a good job of locating me here in Boston. I'm presented with three different options. I can read the news, I can talk in the forum, or I can help edit the news. And again, there's sort of a timing issue. The latest news here, as I record on, it's been 8 or 9 days since the Red Sox won the World Series. One of the top news stories is Root for Parade Celebrating World Champion Boston Red Sox. That was a good chunk of days ago. The other thing that's interesting about Topix is that you are not presented with a map. Now, having just had a quick look at what's out there in terms of some of the local news sites, I want to turn to some of the real questions that sites like this prompt. And I guess the first one has to be, how well do these sites do at their chosen goal of providing local news? Well, as I've suggested, if there isn't local news rolling in regularly, there's a staleness to them that I do not find appealing. How well do they filter the content? I guess I give them a pretty well. It's certainly simple to do a text search and pull out the word Boston or the name of a town. It's a whole nother story to get things more precisely into a specific neighborhood, especially if that neighborhood is not named. And that's where I suspect that sites that use the really deep tools that Metacarta and other folks provide are going to have an edge. I think we're still just getting the idea of local news having to do with, say, the city of Boston versus, you know, my local little neighborhood. I think it's important to ask the question, is their goal in life only to basically act as an aggregator and a filter of local news? And the answer across the board seems to be no. There's got to be some social networking aspects to this. There's got to be ways to comment on the news, to highlight news that hasn't been included that you think is valuable. So these are becoming, as much as they're news sites, they're also becoming sort of social networking sites. The more I think about these local news sites, the more I think they should be absolutely positively the place for location-based advertising. I mean, if I'm reading about the local news here in Boston, you should be targeting me. And again, as you move further down into those neighborhoods, perhaps even more so. So how's that going? As I poked around the three sites I just mentioned, not so good. The only ad I remember seeing, interestingly enough, was for Trulia, which is the real estate site, also sort of map-based and functions nationally. So that's not really all that special. So I guess my sense is, either these sites are not driving the kind of traffic that's going to allow them to sell significant amounts of location-based advertising, or they're not doing a very good job selling it. Or they're still too new to be on the radar is a valid place to go. And then we get to this question of how well can an automated site do tracking down what's important local news in contrast to an actual editor filtering the news for you, just like the editor of a newspaper might. I guess my sense is I have not yet been convinced, and I'll tell you why. I think this sort of goes back to the whole experience that I think the world has had with the web. Back when the web burst on the scene, the very first thing that people got used to using weren't search engines, because if you remember back that far, they weren't so great. what they used instead were directories. Right? Remember, Yahoo actually started out as a directory. And if you didn't know where to go to find out about whatever it is you were interested in, somebody had, some human had sat down and put together a structure of, oh, if you're interested in this topic, here are the best sites to start with. And in fact, my very first job on the internet was working for 10Links, which did just that for the CAD industry. And I had made the argument before that as search engines got better, those directories played a different role. It's not that they're not used anymore. They're just not used in the same way that they used to be. They used to sort of be the only game in town. Now a search engine can do a pretty darn good job of getting you to what you're looking for. Now, has that happened in local news search? I would argue that no, it hasn't. The search engines haven't proved themselves to be that great yet, and of course we're still working on the whole spatial search in the search engines, but we're getting there. So for now, we're sort of going to these aggregators, they're doing okay, but I think the search technology, just like it did with the directories of the web, are going to take over with the directories for the news. One of the most important things putting together a news site or any kind of site that you hope is going to make money is, are people going to visit your site and then have a compelling reason to come back? That's a really important question when it comes to local news. Clearly, different people have a different interest level in local news as to how often they need to get plugged in with their city, their neighborhood, their state, their country, and the world. And if you talk about local news in my city, well, we've got two local papers. They come out, one comes out once a week, the other one comes out a couple times a month. That's it. That is the source. And whether people like or hate the paper, and there are people on both sides of both papers, that is the source. I don't find myself going back to even topics, which I've actually known about for many years. I visit it once or twice a year. Now, let me contrast that sort of from the regular state of affairs of people going through their daily lives to an emergency situation. So the California fires, which we covered a couple of weeks ago on the podcast, that created a situation where local and hyper-local information was absolutely crucial. And the sense that we got, having looked at the coverage, was people were having a hard time finding those key pieces of information, like, is my house still standing, from news sources. So that's when these kinds of things become very important. And I have to point out that in the coverage of the media coverage of the fires, whereas everybody was talking about how Google Maps was used and how different kinds of resources were being pulled together, I didn't hear one reference to one of these aggregators as being a key player. Even though they seem to have all the things required, they've got forums, they've got different ways to tag geography of different news stories, they didn't even come into play. So I guess my sense is that this whole aggregation of local news, while clearly people are still interested in it, new technologies are popping up for it, new players are popping up for it, it still hasn't grabbed hold of the internet user in the way that other things have. Things like, say, YouTube. So we'll have to keep our eyes on local news. That's all the time I have today. But before I go, I want to let you know that our sponsor, ESRI, wants to remind you that GIS Day is just around the corner, and it's your chance to educate others about the power of GIS technology. You can visit www.gisday.com to find event resources and register to host an event in your community. And as always, there's more information at www.esri.com/directionsmag. If you have some comments about local news or local news aggregators or any other topic, please contact us at editors@directionsmag.com. We thank you for joining us for today's podcast, and be sure to tell a friend.